This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Friday, the 8th of March, the end, honestly, of quite a week. Records on the Dow, the S word has begun. Big jobs report today as well. Worth, I think, taking the next 4 or 5 minutes of live radio to discuss. For that, we've got Felix Salmon from Reuters. He's in our studios in New York. Catherine Rampell from The New York Times at her desk today, modern technology being what it is. She's on the phone. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
All right, so Catherine, let's start with you. 236,000 new jobs. What's your gut? This is an unabashed good, right?
I think it's a good. I think it's a relatively mixed. It's more mixed than the headline number suggests, just because the labor force participation rate fell, meaning people dropped out of the labor force. It's also, you know, 1 month of data, so we try not to hyperventilate too much. you know, and because the two previous months were revised downward as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a good report. I don't think it's gangbusters or anything.
All right, fair enough. Felix, you know, for the past month, everybody's been, oh, my goodness, the sequester is coming. Lots of uncertainty. Oh, no, what are we going to do? And now we get 236,000 new jobs. What the?
Amazingly, it turns out that American business doesn't pay too much attention to rhetoric in Washington. Who knew? The people who complain about uncertainty have never been particularly convincing. And I doubt we're going to see uncertainty-related job slowdowns, if you will. We will certainly see sequester-related job layoffs, and that's going to hit in the next few months.
Catherine, expound on that, if you will. What the slow squeeze of the sequester might mean as we get ready for next month's jobs report?
I think it's a little bit more of a wild card than maybe that exactly sounded, just because the government agencies don't have to start layoffs right away.
Mm-hmm.
The way that the sequester works is that they have to basically cut some of their spending by the end of the fiscal year, and they don't have to do that immediately. They can wait until the end of the fiscal year to basically come under that new lower budget.
Right.
And I think that a lot of the federal agencies are sort of assuming that Congress might actually decide to wash away what's currently in law as the sequester. So they're holding their breath and saying, okay, we're going to wait to make any drastic decisions until we actually see what happens out of this budget resolution and some other things that Congress has on the table in the near future.
All right, but Felix, help me out here, right? I mean, the next big budget thing, the next big Washington spending thing is the end of government funding on the 27th of March. Do you honestly think that anything's going to get fixed by then?
You can never go wrong assuming that Washington is going to do absolutely nothing and is just going to
wait a minute. I got
to mess things up as much as possible. There's going to be another round of brinkmanship, and everyone's going to stop complaining about the consequences of the sequester and start complaining about the consequences of a government shutdown. And, you know, it seems like we get one of these things every month, you know.
Well, because we do. That's why it seems that way.
Debt ceiling or something. And it's really getting boring. We're all really bored of it, people. Can we just stop doing this?
All right. We're done. We'll move on to a new topic. Catherine Rampell, over to you for a discussion on the merits of paying attention to the Dow Jones Industrial Average.
You're not going to find a supporter in me. I kind of feel like, why are we paying any attention to the Dow, first of all? I mean, it's not broadly representative of the economy. And this supposed milestone that we just hit, in my view, is really meaningless because it doesn't adjust for inflation at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I think everybody's making a big deal out of not very much.
Okay. It doesn't account for dividends.
Right,
it's an average, not an index. And frankly, you shouldn't even be telling your listeners what the Dow did when you do the numbers every day.
All right.
It's a meaningless number.
Today we won't. How about that?
Okay.
Just for you. We won't.
Thank you.
I know. You should see. Look in the control room now. My director's head is exploding. What do you mean we're not going to talk about it? Okay. So let me, in the minute that we have, Felix, then, ask you to correlate for me the feeling out there in the economy with still 7.7% unemployment and some shaky consumer confidence. Reconcile the real economy with what the headline numbers are.
What they're saying is that capital is doing great, labor is doing better, but not great. So if you're a company, you're making lots of money, and you're likely to continue to make money, whereas if you're an individual, you still have to deal with a 7.7% unemployment rate.
Mm-hmm. Catherine, your thoughts on the way out?
I would concur with that, that there's sort of this bifurcation in the economy, that companies are doing well, they're stockpiling a lot of cash, they're still very reluctant to spend it in the form, you know, and invest in capital mm-hmm. or in labor, but they're slowly becoming a little bit more comfortable with hiring.
Are you economically hopeful, Catherine?
I would say I'm hopeful. I think right now it feels kind of lousy, but you have a lot of strong fundamentals in the economy. You have the housing recovery building some strength. You have some added boost from, like, the natural gas boom and various other factors in the economy. So there are a lot of reasons to think that, you know, this is not going to be – the way that we feel now is mm-hmm. not the way we're going to feel forever, and things are going to come back. It's just a matter of when.
Felix, 5 seconds. You hopeful or not?
I think I'm with Catherine. Things have got to get better from here. There's too much money in the economy for them not to.
Felix Salmon from Reuters, Catherine Rampell from The New York Times. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you.